Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Melville. It is so good to be together as we gather for the first time in what seems like a very long time for our candlelight carol service led by the Melville Choir. A special welcome to you if you are a visitor in our midst, if this is part of your family's tradition at Christmas to join us here for the singing of the familiar carols and the telling of the familiar story of good news. A special welcome to you if this is your first time with us. We're glad that you are here, and we're glad also for those who are joining us online this evening. There is, following the service tonight, an opportunity to share in fellowship and light refreshments hosted by the choir, just in case we didn't think they were busy enough already. We also invited them to host us afterwards. So you are welcome to join us downstairs for that. Simply follow the stairs either through either of the doors all the way down, and you'll find us in the lower hall. And we'll look forward to greeting you there. If you follow in your order of service this evening, you'll notice that there are asterisks indicating which hymns we recommend standing for if you are able. Some of the hymns will remain seated so that we're not up and down too much. I think those are all of the important things from me. Let's have our call to worship. I invite you to join me in the responses. And they're printed in your bulletins if you'd like to join along. As we gather to tell the familiar story, we are filled like Mary at the awe and wonder of Christ's coming. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. The Mighty One has done great things. Holy is God's name. Let's pray. God, our light and our salvation, you bring hope and peace to the lowly and oppressed. Let us see the world through your eyes, that we may love the widow and orphan, that we may work for justice, that our lives may bear witness to the good news of the kingdom at hand, and our vocation to serve to draw people to your salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our opening hymn is number 124, People in Darkness.
We light the first candle and think about the hope that is ours in Christ. The prophets wrote of Christ's incarnation long before his birth. As we hear their words, we remember our sin and our need for a Savior. In Isaiah 40, we are given these words of hope. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Thank you.
taken from Hebrews 1. It is said, "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. About the Son, he says, 'Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You remain the same, and your years will never end.'"
We light the second candle and think about the love that Christ demonstrated. His sacrificial love was evident as he took on human flesh and entered our world in humility. In Micah 5, we hear of the Savior who was to come. "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." In Luke, second chapter of Luke, we read of the fulfillment of the promise of Micah. "In those days, Caesar Augusta issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room available for them.
We light the third candle. The church traditionally gives the title Gaudete to this candle. Gaudete is the Latin word for rejoice. May our souls rejoice like the shepherds as we worship the coming of our Lord. Hear God's joyful word from Zechariah 2, in which the Lord declares, "Shout and be glad, daughter of Zion, for I am coming, and I will live among you. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you."
Thank you. In Luke 2, we hear of another joyful tiding. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
We light the fourth candle, and we marvel at the God who declares to us, "Fear not," and his gift to us, the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah 9, we read this promise of peace. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." From Luke 2, we read, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.'"
Thank you.
From John 14, verse 27, Christ provides these words of comfort. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Oh, we light the Christ candle. The Gospel of John says this about Christ, the light of the world. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah 60, which also speaks of the coming light of the world. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
Revelation 21 looks forward to the day when Christ's light will fill the whole world. The city will not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the King of the earth will bring their splendor into it.
Would you join me in showing our appreciation to the choir for their lovely leadership this evening? Since March of 2020, the choir has been rehearsing mostly on Zoom every Thursday night, and have been providing worship leadership by pre-recording their parts and Shannon mixing them together. And it's only in the last month that the choir has had the opportunity to rehearse in person even. And so we are thrilled and so very grateful for their gifts every Sunday, but particularly this evening as we have the opportunity to hear them singing together all in one place, which is really lovely. So thank you all. And a thank you to Shannon for all of her work and her ability to constantly change and adapt to the circumstances of the day. Shannon, come on up here and just let us recognize you because you're hidden behind that piano.
Yes.
On behalf of the choir, we want to thank you, Shannon, for all your hard work and everything.
Thank you so much.
For those of you who are looking to join in worship services throughout the rest of this week and into the new year, our services will be offered on Zoom. You can be in touch with the office to get the link, or in person. Starting off this Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. is our longest night service, which is a quieter, candlelit service, particularly geared for those who find the holiday season a little bit difficult or who are looking for just a quieter way to mark this time of celebration, but also of remembrance. It's open to everybody, so please do join us at 7:30 here. Our Christmas Eve services are 4 o'clock, which is a fairly informal service geared to families, half an hour, 45 minutes tops. And that one is strictly in person. It is not online. But our 7 o'clock Christmas Eve service is more of your traditional Christmas Eve service. And because Christmas falls on a Sunday, we will not be having our regular 11 o'clock communion service. If you'd like to join us for Christmas communion, we will be here at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, which is Christmas Day. But now go in peace to love and serve the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day, now, and forever. Amen. Our closing hymn, Comfort, Comfort My People.